Illinois State Representative David McSweeney is joining me this morning. David, how have you been?
Tom, how are you doing, my friend?
Good. And I really, this article I thought was very curious. You called it the battle for the future in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, where I read this opinion piece. And it's interesting because when I read it, I also kind of in my own mind, it was hold the line. Hold the line on Republican principles. This has to be done to retain a hopeful future in this state. Holding the line, is that an overstatement, you think?
What we need to do is actually cut taxes. That's really the theme of my piece, and I believe that we have a great state, as you and me have talked about a number of times. Great natural resources, great people, great universities like SIU, but taxes are too high. We have terrible politicians. So we need to cut property taxes by 10%. We need to expand the statewide cap and actually cut it by 10%. We need to repeal the tax increase that was passed last year. And what that means is that we're going to need to reform spending. We're going to need to reform pensions. Public employee pensions right now are out of control spending. We have 3% compounded growth every year. Inflation's only 1.5%. I want to protect existing benefits, but we certainly have to tie the future increases to actually inflation instead of big increases every year. We also need to make sure we get our fair share of Medicaid spending from the federal government, and we eliminate waste and fraud. So we need to cut taxes in this state. That's what the Republican Party should stand for.
It's interesting because my takeaway, and there's a single line in your article saying that Illinois, what we've done here is ignore tried and true economic growth methods. We've ignored reality.
We have. In fact, anywhere that you see reduction in taxes combined with spending reform, you see a higher economic growth and job creation. And that is what my concern is that we're going to continue to have tax and spend policies that will turn us into California. And that's really what Pritzker is talking about. He's talking about raising our taxes again. He's talking about a progressive income tax, which, by the way, that's just a code phrase for I want to raise your taxes through the roof, everybody. And you look at the states that have adopted it, and that's a tax increase. And what we need to do is cut spending, not raise taxes.
You know, it's interesting. When I saw some of the progressive tax laws that were then taken down at the website, which, kind of alliterates the laws themselves, I mean, I saw tax increases. Now, this has now since been taken down, say this is not going to be passed as law, but I'm holding it up as an example that people who make as little as $17,000 would see a tax increase. You know, when you start looking at the ideas that have been proposed, they're pretty scary. I mean, we're talking about really coming after, because $17,000 is not a lot of money. I can't see raising somebody's taxes from $17,000 a year, but it was proposed.
We should actually cut taxes, as we talked about. The problem with the so-called progressive income tax is they won't tell you the rates. They want to change the Constitution, say that you could adopt a progressive rate system, and they want you to trust them. You trust Illinois politicians to set your tax rates?
No.
I sure don't.
No.
I think it would be an absolute disaster, and it would just drive more people out of our great state. We're going to lose 2 congressional seats. We're behind Pennsylvania in population. We lost 33,000 net people in this state, and that, again, is because of the high tax environment in this state. We need to cut taxes.
And it's interesting because you just brushed against it just a couple of moments ago. Because it's interesting because I've read your article now 4 times, and each time I'm done with it, I have a different takeaway. And one of them in particular was, you know, because the elephant in the room is pensions in many people's minds. But, you know, when you read your article, maybe the elephant in the room is Medicare.
Well, it's both. In fact, actually, they are at a similar spending level, a little over $7.5 billion each. And in the state of Illinois, 25% of the population is receiving Medicaid. And let me say, any person who is truly needy should qualify for Medicaid. But we need to tighten up the eligibility to make sure that high-income and middle-income individuals aren't receiving Medicaid. We need to eliminate waste and fraud. We're only getting 50 cents on the dollar from the federal government. Many other states are receiving 60% of their costs from the federal government. We need to do a much better job of managing that Medicaid program, and that is a very important part of the budget. Medicaid and public employee pensions, that's really where the money is. And I want to protect public employee benefit levels, the base level. But there's no way that we can continue to allow 3% compounded growth in annual benefits when inflation is only 1.5%. So we're going to need a constitutional amendment to do it, and we should use Arizona. They were successful in doing that. They have a very similar constitution. We need to reform spending. We need to stand up for the taxpayers of this state who every day are going to work and coming home wondering how they're going to pay their property tax bills.
Well, you know, in this one, you note that the Medicaid differential between us, Illinois, and Wisconsin, 25. One quarter of Illinois citizens receive Medicaid payments as compared to 17% in Wisconsin. What do you attribute that to, David?
Really eligibility and not seeking waivers. That's one of the things that we really have to do is seek aggressive waivers. There have been some waivers that really haven't saved money, but this administration, the Trump administration, is willing to reward states that are innovative, that want to save money. I support a work requirement for able-bodied person and people in Medicaid. I support vouchers for the people who are tied to the expansion and of Medicaid in this state to allow insurance companies actually to give a voucher to an individual instead of having the government just responsible for it. Of course, the payment would be made by the state government, but it'd be much more efficient to allow competition, to allow people to have a choice, the people who are truly needy and need Medicaid. But we need to tighten up the eligibility so we are only protecting the truly needy in this state. And we need to make sure that we're reforming that program.
You know, it was interesting because one of these tax groups came out at the end of last week, says, you know, at our current rate, I think we take the entire budget would be just paying the interest on the pension. Unless we take a lump sum and knock it down here at the beginning and get it manageable, they called it the Ryan ramp, I believe it was, and saying by 2045, basically our entire state budget would be interest on some of the money we owe because we're not doing that, we're not paying off now, and it's one of the items that we've got to look at. But here's the thing. You and I know this. It's either anecdotal or you can look at it as the Illinois exodus. Property tax seems to be the driving issue when it comes to topic for the upcoming election. Local is what can be done because you talk to people and they say, look, I've got an increase every year for 13 years. I've got an increase. This is the one that, you know, people are tearing down buildings to reduce. We can't grow if we're paying too much to stop. I mean, maybe in reference here, you talked about the tried and true economic growth policies, but property tax. I go someplace where people are watching. They're buying portable buildings. I'm there on a Sunday afternoon. There's no staff. There's me and another couple are walking through, and the guy looks at me and says, so what do you think the property tax would be if I put this on? He's not questioning whether he can afford it, whether he needs it, whether he wants it, but whether government would allow him to keep it based on how much he'd have to pay on property taxes.
And that's what the travesty in this state is right now, is that property taxes in a lot of cases are higher than the mortgage payments, especially after people refinanced when interest rates declined. So
right.
We have a situation right now that the people actually, let me repeat that, and I know many people who are listening are in that situation, that the property taxes are higher than the mortgage payments. That's outrageous. We have too many levels of government. That's the real problem. We have 7,000 units of local government. We should allow consolidation. Each of these local governments has their own bureaucracy, their own buildings, their own pensions, their own staff. And consolidation makes sense when the voters approve it. So consolidation is a very important part, reducing the number of governments, reducing the overall tax burden by forcing a 10% reduction. I mean, families every day are living with these property tax burden. They're having to reduce their own expenses by 10%. Why can't government reduce expenses by at least 10%? It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. I mean, the conversation's interesting is, you know, I'll talk to Kate and say, we got to find someplace else to cut, and this is how much we have to cut this month. Because this is
going on. How families do it, and that's how government should do it. But government, especially in the state of Illinois, continues to grow and grow. We need to cut taxes in the state.
I did notice, and I haven't got a chance to look this up, that the governor's schedule includes today at noon that he's going to be taking action on House Bill 5123 regarding government consolidation. I don't know which 5123 is, Dave.
Yeah, that's not one of my bills. My 4637 will be taken up by the Senate through the veto session. We talked about that before. That allows townships to consolidate with the counties when voters approve it. We start up in McHenry County and hope to expand that statewide. So I certainly applaud all consolidation efforts. That's a step toward lower property taxes.
Is Illinois, you know, when you look down this litany of items that you include in this opinion piece, I said this is an STL today if you want to read the entire article. We're covering a lot of it here this morning. But, I mean, is the subtext of this that Illinois is really not in a good position to take advantage of the national boom that's going on right now, that we're going to be left behind because of the business practices or ignoring them on the political level in the state?
Yes, but here's the good news. The good news is that, I really mean this, Tom, and we had this conversation multiple times, is we have a great state. We have great natural resources, great infrastructure. We just have bad policy. So if we cut taxes, we reform Medicaid, reform pensions, and we also cut administrative expenses and bring down the property tax burden, we will benefit from the national policies of deregulation and tax cuts, and we will have a booming economy in this state. We just need to change our policies. And again, pensions and Medicaid, those are the two areas that need to be reformed, but we also need to cut taxes. So we can benefit, we can be a leader, but we need to change our policies.
David, you've been critical of Bruce Rauner. If we don't have picked up on it, David's a Republican. You've been critical. And we've got a four-person race when it comes to the gubernatorial race. And here's the thing. Bruce Rauner says, I want to, and he talked about many of the items you and I have talked about today, taxes, property taxes. And that turnaround agenda, I guess we could say that was one of the impetuses of the 2 years without a budget, which, of course, they're going to flog Bruce Rauner with that during the election between now and November. And then you've got the potential for splitting conservative votes with McCann running on the Conservative Party. And then, of course, Libertarian, which would people most likely think of them as more conservative. I mean, when it comes to this, you're talking about we have to fight for the future of Illinois, and this fork in the road is going to happen in November of this year.
And Tom, I certainly have had a number of differences with Governor Rauner. Obviously, we ended up with a tax hike and spending that's way too high. That said, I'm voting for Bruce Rauner. We've had that conversation. It's a no-brainer. Pritzker and the progressive tax would be the absolute final nail in the coffin of this state. So I will be voting for Governor Rauner. I'm a Republican, and while I've had my many issues with the governor, I think he's much better in the issues than J.B. Pritzker, meaning fiscal issues especially.
Right. But 2 years without a budget, that seems, as I just kind of watched the beginning of this, is, this was a failure and this is all Bruce Rauner's fault.
The problems have been going on for a long time. I mean, the governor should have used his line item veto and his reduction veto. You and me have had that conversation multiple times. But, here we are, on July 23rd, looking ahead to an election just in a couple months. When you think about it, we're only 3.5 months away. I am going to vote for Bruce Rauner because there really is no other choice.
All right. As of this morning at 8 a.m., estimated general funds payable backlog, $7,793,573,980.13, David.
Well, the worst part about that is that it accrues at a 12% annual interest rate, 1% a month. Think about that. It's an absolute travesty. I mean, that's why we need to cut spending and we need to make fundamental reforms in this state. But that's one of the worst parts of it, is that unpaid bill balance. Not all of it, but a large portion actually accrues interest, again, at 12% a year. Just think about that. It's absolutely just a waste of money, and that just tells you why we need to cut spending in this state. But the problems in this state have been developing. Unbalanced budgets have been developing over a number of years. What we need to do is fundamentally focus on reducing spending, cutting taxes, and I'm hopeful that Governor Rauner got the message that that's what the people of this state want.